Pirate.
Hey, it's Christopher Shane.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing good. Doing good. It's early.
I do apologize, but I've got to ask, what gets you up in the morning and gets you motivated to do what you do?
Dude, all of this. This is so much fun. I love it.
I can tell. I mean, I've been following you guys. It seems like it's been a while, but it's only been 365 days.
I know. It's almost. I think it's been 2 hours, but yeah.
You guys are you're everywhere. I do have to give you a proper congratulations on singing the national anthem. I mean, the correct way.
Thank you, man. That was that was a lot of fun. Terrifying and very serious, but a lot of fun.
So what else have you guys been up to over the past year since the first Outer Banks Music Fest?
Just kind of plugging away at the usual stuff, but like, you know, we're trying to get this record together. I think we're finally able to release something soon, finally, you know, so it's been a lot of work. And right now we're headlong in PR push mode. So, you know, trying to get the music video together and everything like that. So it's been a little crazy.
Well, but it's been worthwhile. I mean, anybody can follow, you know, your journey online. You guys are always posting, always got something going on. So, is it hard to keep up with the social media and to do what you guys do day in and day out?
It's impossible to keep up with social media and concentrate on the music and you know what we're doing day to day, because you know it's always funny. It's, you know, we're sitting there working on X, Y, and Z. It's like, oh yeah, no, we have to tell people that we're doing that. I forgot about that. So usually there's a scramble between any one of us and our manager or whatever to like find a picture and mention this, and then we'll just go.
So looking forward to coming back here. I'd only hope, I mean, because you've got a ton of people ready to see Christopher Shane once again. We'll do that at the second Outer Banks Music Fest. What do you got in store for us? What are you gonna up the ante with?
Up the ante with? Well, yeah, I mean, like last time we were still trying to. It was actually pretty new for us. You know, we were sitting there kind of trying to figure out exactly, you know, what it is we are and everything like that. This year, we have a very strong grasp on the kind of show we want to build and the kind of songs we want to do. You know, we'll have a lot of the new record that we're going to be playing. We'll have a couple of surprise stuff going on. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we've really kind of honed everything exactly the way that we like it now. So now we're able to do the show and perform the way that we absolutely want to do. And then what's funny has been watching everything grow and grow and grow. You know, like now we're starting to look at our production and everything like that. It probably won't be ready this time, but, you know, the next time we come around, we should have, like, our full-blown production show ready. And it'll be a lot of fun to do that.
Okay, pyrotechnics or no pyrotechnics?
No pyrotechnics this time. That's a lot of forms and a lot of testing that we still have to enter into.
Okay, I mean, I can understand. You want to be careful, you know. You don't want to cause any trouble. You want everybody to enjoy the show. And I'm looking back to what you guys did last year. And you guys took that show. You guys came in full force and, took the house. And I think everybody, you left a good mark on people, and they're ready to see you yet again. Speaking of the new album, do we have a name for it? Do we have any information that you can share with us?
Everything is in final touches yet. I don't want to speak out of turn quite yet, because I don't know what the final thing, like literally in 2 days, recording the music video, you know, we're getting everything ready to go. So I don't want to sit there and speak out of turn and then all of a sudden something changes yet. But it's all coming out soon. It's going to be cool. I've been working on the artwork and really honing some really cool ideas for everything like that. So it's all finally coming together, and it'll all come together super, super fast.
Well, I know I can't wait. Chris, man, I know you're just waking up. Hopefully you had some Folgers in your cup and you're ready to,
You
got that voice warmed up. What do you got planned for today?
Today is just prepping for that video. We got to get, last I heard, we might be torching a car. So I got to get all of the figures out on that and what exactly that entails. So, lots of planning going on the next 2 days on how to make this all work.
He's a no to pyrotechnics just for right now, but he's going to torch a car and we're going to get to see it on a video. Oh, so this is awesome.
Yeah.
Chris, I really appreciate you giving us a call. I look forward to getting you guys down here in April, the 22nd, correct? You're going to be rocking the Outer Banks Music Fest.
That's us, man. Yeah, it's going to be a blast. I literally all year, this past year, we've been trying, like, I've been, like, yelling at our management, like, you know, come on, we got to go back, we got to go back, we got to go back. And I'm so glad that finally everything came together for it to finally happen. So, we cannot be more excited for this.
All right. From the deserts of Arizona all the way to the sunny shores of the Outer Banks, Christopher Shane.